The sentient sensed this subterfuge, and capturing one of the Unum's animals, opened it up for examination. And what little of the Unum that was present there lit the sentient's mind like the dark star from which it had fallen. The sentient, you see, could not procreate. But in the temple Kuva, it tasted healing, completeness, a future. It devoured each and every last Unum animal, but it was not enough. The sentient turned its hundreds of eyes toward the tower with new understanding. It would not destroy the tower. It would become the tower. It would kill the Unum, take her place, and one with that healing palace, give birth to a race of itself. Gara and Unum knew where the sentient was. The sentient knew the tower was the future of its race. The sentient threw itself at the tower, no longer cautious, taking great losses and knowing the prize was worthy of it. Should it succeed, all losses would be replaced a thousandfold. This is when, across the plains, the great pylons ignited for the first time. Sheets of energy sprung up between them, powered by the will of the Unum at their epicenter, trapping the monstrosity within. Loyal Gara, unwilling to heed inaction any longer, broke from the side of the Unum and flew out at night, her eyes on the sentient mind.